When I was studying for the ministry in Chicago, my wife Mary and I were friends with a couple who worked at the seminary. Deborah was a professor there, and her husband Tony was the seminary's treasurer. Unbeknownst to everyone in the seminary community, for quite some time, Tony and Deborah had been seeking to adopt. One day they received a phone call. A baby was available, but they had only about 2 hours to get to the agency and claim their baby. Miraculously, Chicago traffic that afternoon somehow allowed them to make that deadline. Now, as I said, Tony and Deborah had been working on adoption for quite some time, but they had not been given any indication that a firm arrangement was in the offing. So, consequently, they had not made the nuts and bolts preparations to receive the baby. So once the three of them were safely home, the new father went to the Walgreens near the seminary. That's where some of my classmates happened to notice that Tony was buying diapers and bottles and formula and a whole cart full of baby paraphernalia. Knowing that he and his wife didn't have any children and that Deborah wasn't even pregnant, my classmates worried that they were witnessing evidence that the mild-mannered seminary treasurer had another secret family somewhere. But the next day, Tony and Deborah's good news came out, bringing great joy to the seminary community and a sigh of relief to my classmates who had seen Tony at Walgreens. Tony and Deborah later told us that when they brought their son home, there was no crib for a bed. So the baby spent his first few days sleeping in a dresser drawer, which they had removed and placed on the dining room table. The parents weren't ready. They simply had to make do when their blessing came to them. Why does that sound familiar? Think of those expectant first-time parents we remember tonight. We can imagine that Mary and Joseph were trying to stay calm, but they must have been nervous wrecks. Of all the times for a mandatory census, having to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem now, Mary having to travel 70 miles so close to her due date, they'd probably planned on a trip to Bethlehem later to visit Joseph's family once the baby was a few months old, but not now. Then they probably would have been able to stay with one of Joseph's cousins, but now, with the census bringing a flood of people into town, Joseph couldn't be sure. Wherever it was that they were going to be blessed by the appearance of this baby, Joseph and Mary simply would have to make do. Whether or not you're ready for Christmas, Christmas is here. You've known it was coming. This is not your first go at it, except for maybe one infant back there. I mean, you own a calendar. You've seen the signs. To prepare for Christmas, you've probably tackled hefty to-do lists involving gifts and food and guests, chores and schedules and logistics. You've had an idea of how you wanted Christmas to be. What it would look like and taste like, what it would feel like and smell like. And yet, tonight, even though you may still have a task or two or three yet to tackle, friends, Christmas is standing on your porch. It's knocking on the door. You're just going to have to make do and welcome it as you are. There's a Bible verse that's familiar to many people, maybe from Sunday school, or maybe from seeing it displayed at TV sporting events. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish but have eternal life." The God of heaven and earth, the God who made black holes and black widow spiders, the God who made hummingbirds and human beings, breathed into us the breath of life, the spirit of awareness. We know of God, and we have this longing to know God. God could have chosen to reveal God's own self in an infinite number of ways. But God chose to come into our world just as you and I came into this world, by being born into it through the strength of a woman. Like you and me, the Son of God was born in vulnerability, born in weakness. And just as babies are dependent on the loving care of parents, we realize that each of us is dependent on the love of a caring God. Tonight we are presented with God's priceless gift, belonging. The birth of Jesus is God's declaration that we belong to God. God's love welcomes us, embraces us, encourages us, strengthens us. God's love is offered freely, without condition, without prerequisites. Through love, God forgives and encourages us, redeems us despite the stains of our mistakes. God saves us for God's eternal purpose. God so loved the world. We don't have to worry about making Christmas perfect. We can welcome Jesus into our imperfect lives, because in the birth of Jesus, God offers us the perfect gift of unconditional love, immeasurable forgiveness. Jesus will make do, welcoming each of us right now, just as we are. Alleluia. Amen.